This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, Justice Elena Kagan got very upset during the oral argument over Trump v. Slaughter. She said, "You're asking us to destroy the structure of government." Trump's Solicitor General John Sauer decided not to get involved in that little thing. And she said, where else have we so fundamentally altered the structure of government? But the reason that they're doing this is to undo what was done. In 1934, the Humphreys executor case did exactly that as the New Deal got into high gear during the reign of FDR. In the Constitution, you see, there's only three branches, not four branches of government. Article 1 defines all the bits and pieces about the legislative branch. Right? Article 2 defines the presidency, and Article 3 creates the Supreme Court. Ultimately, all the inferior courts are defined by Congress, and Congress even gets to tell the court that it can't rule on this or that. All the other articles deal with other subjects and don't create any other branches of government. The Necessary and Proper Clause gives Congress the power to do things that aren't specifically listed in order to get other stuff done. But the leftist justices seem to want that language to allow Congress to do things that aren't in the list of the enumerated powers, ignoring the elephant in the room. Now, the key issue here is that Trump wants to, you know, he thinks I'm boss, and he wants to fire people that he doesn't want to work for him anymore. Congress took that away with the creation of independent agencies that aren't accountable to anybody. Expert agencies don't answer to anyone, and Humphrey's executor wrote that in stone, ignoring the Constitution. And this is a big, gigantic protection of the deep state. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 states the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. It also goes on to require the president take care that the laws be faithfully executed. It doesn't say that independent agencies shall execute the laws. That means that if Congress says that, the president can't fire the administrator of X agency without specific clause, the president can completely ignore Congress and be constitutional. All executive branch agencies are answerable to the boss and nobody else, because it is exclusively his job to make sure the government follows the law. So the take care clause, which was not actually, they didn't actually want this to be what came of it, but the take care clause, right, actually means the president is obligated to ignore a statute limiting his power to fire any individual if he thinks the individual isn't doing his job the way the president thinks it should be done. And Justice Elena Kagan thinks this is awful. But the Constitution trumps Congress and any independent agencies it creates. So when Congress creates agencies with special protection from the governor, or from the president, rather, Congress ignored the Constitution in an attempt to set up a completely unaccountable fourth branch of the government, a la the deep state. But Trump has the power, has always had the power, and to get rid of the swamp dwellers in the fourth branch. He has the duty to take care that the Constitution is observed. But there's that. That's where the problem comes in. These congressional abortions are a goulash of interacting and overlapping functions. They invent federal power over pretty much everything. They exert their power by writing rules that mimic Jabberwocky and then assess fines via the Star Chamber courts, where the agency that wrote the rules becomes judge, jury, and executioner. So if a employer looks crosswise at an employee, the National Labor Relations Board will come down hard on him. But where does the Constitution give Congress a right to regulate labor? The 10th Amendment leaves that power to the states. And where does it give the Congress the right to tell a farmer which crop he can grow? And I could go on and on and on. The enumerated powers cover taxation, borrowing money, regulating actual interstate commerce, naturalization, coinage, post offices, patents, courts, piracy, the military, the militia, and governing D.C. That's it. That's all. The entire list. And creating agencies to do things that are off limits to them is not constitutional. And making them off limits to the person the Constitution gives the plenary power to is really unconstitutional. So this means that Humphrey's executor will probably be overruled. And this means the president will be able to fire anyone and everyone. And as he said in The Apprentice, he likes to fire people. And when he fires a lot of people, a pot full of government programs are going to disappear because nobody's going to be there to run them. And that's going to make a lot of Democrats and Elena Kagan very sad. What are they going to do if they actually had to do something productive? Which brings us back full circle to the elephant in the room. The Department of Education is just the starting place. There's no constitutional warrant for the Fed getting involved in education. You can argue that paying GI Bill education benefits is just another way of paying for the military, but the rest is out of bounds, and somehow we all got educated without the D.C. bureaucrats meddling with our local schools. So we will almost certainly not even notice when all those programs and agencies vanish. Now, for a congressman, see, you want to know how to get my vote? I don't want to hear what you're going to enact. For me, a congressman's prime directive is not do something. Sometimes the best thing to do is to do nothing. Sometimes the best thing to do is to get rid of waste, to get rid of all the bloat. I'm not interested in a government program for every little thing that crops up. You've got your list. Go perfect that. Go figure out how to run a checkbook and get back to me. Right now, we have a president, and our VP is likely to keep the ball rolling when he's elected in 2028. We can actually get out there and start doing something that's going to pay for itself. And when I say pay for itself, I mean that's going to be beneficial to the nation. Right now, we have an awful bunch of people, a lot of people right now, retracting and redacting their whole climate change nonsense. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
See, I think one of the problems we have, and one of the reasons we have all of these things crop up all the time, is that nobody can just sit back and say, okay, let's just coast for a moment. Now, those in academia and the sciences live under a publish or perish mandate. Higher academic ranks, more money, job security, continuing grants. They come only to those who manage to get papers published in peer-reviewed journals. And, Once upon a time, those publications and those peers, they contracted to review submissions, upheld ethical and scientific standards doing it. If you were reading a published paper, you could reasonably be assured that even if you disagree with their conclusion, the method used and the data derived were not fraudulent. But garbage in, garbage out is the way it works out. Because all of a sudden, it wasn't good enough now to simply go with these mundane things. We had to introduce things like DEI and wokeness and political correctness and a world where everything was racist or sexist or some other ist. It was also a world where there came the bizarre onset of settled science, where consensus rather than replicable, falsifiable experimentation wiped away the scientific method. The COVID hoax relied on consensus and outright lies rather than science. And until the advent of the second Trump administration, so did climate science. The once prestigious journal Nature on April 1st, 2024, published The Economic Commitment of Climate Change. On the 3rd of December of this month, this year, they published a retraction. They call it the retraction note, The Economic Commitment of Climate Change. On X, they said it was all fake research. Now, when you publish this stuff, one of the reasons all these NGOs exist and all of these subterfuges like USAID is that the money is filtered through various places, but it goes to places like this where then the Biden administration, for example, could look at that particular article and rely on it as a means for the real Green Deal or the new Green Deal or the real Green Deal or Green Real Deal or whatever they called that monstrosity. Now, the actual text of why they retracted it was, post-publication, the results were found to be sensitive to the removal of one country, Uzbekistan, where inaccuracies were noted in the underlying economic data for the period 1995-1999. Furthermore, spatial autocorrelation was argued to be relevant for the uncertainty ranges. They corrected the data from Uzbekistan from 1995 through 1999 and controlled for data source transitions and higher order trends as present in the Uzbekistan data. They also accounted for spatial autocorrelation. And these changes led to discrepancies in the estimates for climate change damages by mid-century and a lower probability of damages diverging across emission scenarios by 2050. So in other words, whole thing was a damn lie. And we got caught. And that's significant because it was highly publicized and it was used by more than a few governments in their climate change and economic decision making. And it was accessed more than 300,000 times and cited in other academic scientific papers 168 times. And anyone citing the paper introduced deadly errors into their own work, perhaps willingly, which is why scientific integrity is so important. See, bad data, and the easiest way for me to illustrate bad data is with a compass. Now, a long time ago, children, they used to teach map reading in the military, and with a compass, what you would do is you would take the compass and you would orient it to the map, and then you figure out where you wanted to go, and then you would shoot the azimuth. Now, the azimuth is everything, because in the beginning, if you're 1 degree off of the azimuth that you really think you're on, if you have to shoot an azimuth that is 90 degrees, if you shoot it at 89 degrees or 91 degrees. In the beginning, everything's going to be fine because you're still going to be in the general vicinity. But the longer you go on, that bad azimuth, that bad data, the further away you're going to be from your actual destination. It just builds and builds and builds. Bad data leads to deadly errors. Now, there were three researchers going on with this paper. How is it that they didn't notice that they were off their azimuth, so to speak? How is it that the peer reviewers of Nature, the people supposed to be looking for such things, were as oblivious as the ones who wrote it? And why was it left to uninvolved readers and other scientists to discover this? And why was it that Uzbekistan was like the central thing? Now, they're trying to say that these were small mistakes, but they all start out as small mistakes, right? But over time, they grow. The longer you keep going by it. So a small mistake is a big mistake. Which then raises the question of whether these are honest mistakes. Possibly confirmation bias, or something even worse. A lot of confirmation bias in climate science. What's clear is that it's instances like this and the entire COVID hoax that have badly damaged the credibility of scientists and science. And when the advancement and survival of this way of life is considered, that's a real tragedy. That's a real tragedy. The leftists, well, one of the reasons it was so easy for somebody to manifest the reason to kill Charlie Kirk is because they don't believe in debate. That makes it easier. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I don't mind debating anybody. I do have a few rules about debating anybody. You go ad hominem, debate's over. You start screaming at me, debate's over. I do unto others. But I will engage in the debate. Now, some people say there's simply no point in doing that. They're far too constrained by their own dogmatic beliefs. But see, I'm not trying to change their mind. I am always simply trying to defeat their process. Now, Charlie Kirk believed that rational debate was exactly what we had to have in order for things to keep from going sideways. And I understand that. I get that. But it gets very difficult to find points of argument with our, you know, the ones that call themselves our enemy when they prefer to scream in our faces or call us fascist or shoot us in the neck. Take the immigration issue. Why is it racist of me not to want hundreds of thousands of Somalis and Haitians and Afghans to move into public housing right next door, but it's colonialist or imperialist if 100,000 Americans take over Somalia, Haiti, or Afghanistan? Why is it deplorable, or why am I deplorable for calling those places, you know, hellscape countries? When the people that are there are running here. They're running away from them. Am I really supposed to pretend that Afghanistan is every bit as luxurious and stable as most of the United States? And see, that's this. That's the thing, isn't it? The intellectual cosplaying nonsense. That bothers me a lot. When did we stop being adults? Why can't we express our thoughts and debate each other without having to participate in wild fantasies just to avoid hurting someone's feelings? Compared to all of human history, this obsession that we have with feelings today is we're in a stupid phase of our development. And feelings aren't just a luxury problem. They're the kind of problem that exists only in lazy, welfare-dependent societies in which the majority of the population believes the government should hand out free food, medicine, and shelter. Or tell your kids they can't be on social media till they're 16. When most of your country is obese, when men are too busy playing video games to get married and provide for their children, when people believe they're entitled to burn down Walmart unless the Treasury refills their EBT card, then feelings become a really big issue. And people too busy earning enough to feed, clothe, and shelter themselves don't have time to get angry about the newest list of words deemed politically incorrect. Politically incorrect is a communist idea. It's a weapon meant to make it impossible for certain speakers to win public debates. in order for you to be, you know, fighting is an uncomfortable place to be. So you have to be able to go where it's uncomfortable, right? And you have to be able to, you know, mention uncomfortable facts. And when you don't mention them, then they just simply don't exist. And people inclined to support freedom generally do not tie one hand behind their back when they're debating ideas. Most of the time, they tend to push the limit of any discussion because a vigorous debate and contentious arguments have a way of breaking down cognitive presuppositions. But some people who like to learn often defend an untenable position in order to bang up against some sophisticated counterargument and solidify the foundation of their own conviction. So when the leftists start to censor what can be said out loud because the contents of the debate are politically incorrect, they're treating adults like children and they leave society dumber for it. Now, sometimes, you know, you got somebody telling you not to talk about this or not to talk about that, and you sit there and you're just angry because you've been stifled. Now, of course, as we've grown tired of political correctness, now we have hate speech and misinformation. Europe has gone all in on prosecuting the citizens for the crime of communicating hate. And that's a luxury problem. If you have the time to think that hate is a tangible thing that is a, you know, that you can charge somebody with a crime, well, you obviously are ignoring some other options or in some other problems. Can you imagine back in the day when the whole goal was just to stay warm in the castle with in the freezing weather, when the entirety of the inside of the castle froze? Would you imagine, or can you imagine, having enough time and energy to care about the neighbors that he hates? You're just trying not to wake up, you know, frozen into a popsicle. Very easy. You know, if you don't like what someone says, walk away. If you don't like what someone believes, don't hang out with them. Those are playground rules. I learned those when I was five. Only leftists grow up to decide that actually the best way to handle a difference of opinion is to obsess about it, scream at the hurt feelings offender, and use the criminal justice system to shut the bad people up. The only problem with that is that sooner or later, that all comes tumbling down. It all comes tumbling down. In my country, I wave the American flag. If somebody wants to come at me and tell me I'm a hater or a bigot for waving my flag and not waving the flag of Mexico or of Palestine or name the country, then you can kiss it. You can just, you know, pucker up, buttercup. Healthy societies embrace healthy debate. And it's difficult to debate leftists when they outlaw all debate, which means you're leaving us no other option than to go kinetic with you. And then, trust me, you'll be begging us to debate if that happens. Trust me on that one. We have the midterms coming up, and the Democrats are missing the point. And that may be the biggest difference out there of all things going on. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Democrats, every time something happens that Trump doesn't get 100% of what they want, they claim a victory. They claim a victory after a defeat, and they insist that losing an election is somehow proof that they're on the road back to power. And the latest example comes from Western Tennessee, where a special election, which was widely touted by some on the left as a potential upset and a consensus, resulted in a predictable Republican victory. But it's being now framed as a Democrat breakthrough. Now, some analysts claim the Tennessee 7th Congressional District, a reliably Republican seat, might be within reach of the Democrats. And their theory was that an Afghan war veteran and former state cabinet official, Republican Matt Von Epps could be vulnerable against a state legislator who proudly says she hates Nashville, the city she partly represents. And, she hates country music and champions transgender interventions for minors and boasts of confronting ICE and police. The Democrat standard message. And the voters were not impressed. So Von Epps won with 53.9% of the vote. But he came in below the roughly 60% mark posted by both Donald Trump and former Congressman Mark Green. So the Democrats argued that their loss is actually a win. But it isn't. It was a special election. It wasn't a regular election. They had their best chance right there. That was their best chance. Right now, the special election results suggest that Republicans are better positioned for 2026 than Democratic strategists would like to admit. And Von Epps and his allies appear to have cracked a code that has bedeviled the GOP for years, motivating what might be called the casual Trump voter, those who reliably vote only when Donald Trump is on the ballot, to show up at for a low-level, off-cycle election. And that's the key part. The low-level, off-cycle participation. More than 180,000 ballots were cast in the December 2nd special election. That's incredibly high. I fantasize about that here, about that kind of turnout. Democrat turnout was elevated in Nashville, but that alone could not explain the total. The only plausible explanation for the final 53.9 to 45% result is that a significant number of casual Trump voters came to the polls. Something that has not happened in most special elections since Trump's 2024 victory. And yet, they continue to say that Von Epps underperformed. But he won. Well, yeah, you beat us, but you underperformed. Now, something out there called Dave's Redistricting App, which was funded largely by progressive donors, but generally respected for statistical rigor, estimates that Tennessee's 7th district is R plus 13 with a partisan lean of 55.1% Republican to 42.1% Democrat. Von Epps finished at 53.9 to 45%. So, according to Dave's Redistricting App, he was right there. And the reason for the difference between the 55% lean and Green's 60% tallies are simple. Trump and Green overperformed the underlying partisan makeup substantially. Von Epps did not underperform. He performed exactly where they said he should be. So the Democrats' narrative is built on, I guess, misreading or misrepresenting the numbers. And this dynamic mirrors what happened in the 6th district earlier this year. And there, Republican State Senator Randy Fine ran in a district far from his own and faced whispers of vulnerability. Trump won the district with 64.7%, prompting the Democrat hopes of an upset. Yet Fine won anyway. You can't pay attention to the headlines because it's coming from the media. And you know who the media works for and who they want to see win. So, of course, they're going to get out there when they, you know, what can we tell the media to where it doesn't look like we just got our butt stomped? Oh, yeah, the Republicans underperformed. Go tell them that. This is a victory for us. They underperformed. Well, in news today, the Republican won the election, but they underperformed and the Democrats are rejoicing. Democrats spent a lot of money on these races, too, just to change the perspective. They spent $16 million on this. And despite that, voters in both Tennessee and Florida delivered results that aligned with longstanding partisan reality. Partisan reality. The electorate is not drifting leftward. It's behaving exactly how the fundamentals would point to and predict. So sure, they're out there claiming victory, and yeah, that's, once again, we're just talking about misdirection. But you know what? You know what? Let's say this. Everything the Democrats do is designed to tell you how it's really going on their side. So when they were saying that the Republicans underperformed, I would say, well, the Democrats actually underperformed because you poured a lot of money in there and you still lost. But let's look at an example that happened at a college, okay, in Texas, and where we find that whenever Democrats are taking a position, what they're doing is they're actually describing themselves. It's almost like a tell in a high-stakes poker match. And once you understand that, I mean, then you can begin to sit back and just look at all the examples that are so plentiful out there for you. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.